of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
Amen. And just going to verify verse 19. Is that New King James or King James? Can you read the last sentence of 21 again? Let me just verify that. So start with just, I tell you beforehand. Read it again.
Yeah, which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
Amen. I will finish reading King James Version. So let's go New King James, just the last line. Just the last line of New King James. Yes. That's verse 21, part B. Yes, go for it.
Of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Amen. So the slight difference is just King James says those who do. And New King James says those who practice. In a way, they are the same. But there's a subtle difference. But they are the same, really. But I think the practice just brings out more. Yeah? So what we are saying is that the fact that somebody has ever done this, you know, or someone fell into this does not mean, you know, they can never go to heaven. Yeah? But they are practicing it. Yeah? It's their lifestyle. Yeah? It's their lifestyle. Yes.
Thank you, dear Pastor Ben. We touched on this on Friday, isn't it?
Yes.
We talked about the slight variations, and it says New King James Bible app, but anyway, if we have to look at the two, we should edge towards authorized KJV version, right? Because it's slightly more accurate.
Yes, I mean, well, the most accurate version of the New Testament is in Greek, because that's where it was written. It was written in Greek. But even when you go to Greek, you will soon realize that the Greek words can have multiple meanings. Yeah. So the best way then to study your Bible is try to combine a few versions. So, you know, if I'm studying Bible, you know, I want to look at King James. I want to look at New King James. I want to look at New Living. I want to look at Amplified. Yeah? And maybe sometimes, if I remember my sister Eden, I'll look at ESV. I mean, there's sometimes that ESV brings it out, you know, right? You know, like the other scripture we were reading, that says a good tree, you know, cannot produce bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot produce good fruit. Actually, I found a very good version in ESV that said a healthy tree cannot produce bad fruit. And that's what make more sense. And a diseased tree cannot produce good fruit. So it's good to just combine them, because we're looking at different shades. And sometimes some of the versions are off. But you know, you have the Holy Spirit. So someone says, you know, how does the Holy Spirit help you? You have a conscience. Don't you have a conscience? So as you're looking at them all, the Holy Spirit through your conscience will be telling you, you know, what is the real message. Amen? So those who do such things is correct, because we are talking about those who are doing it. Yeah? Those who are doing. So the word is they don't just done it once, they are doing it, they are practicing it. And the Bible says that those who do it, it doesn't matter whether they go to church or not. It doesn't matter whether they speak in tongues or not. It doesn't matter whether they know Bible verses or not. Those who practice these things will not inherit. And it's so important to Paul. He's writing believers and he's warning them again, just like he has warned them before. So you see that it's a serious matter. So what he's saying to us is that we should not take these things for granted. The works of the flesh can kill you spiritually. Amen? It can. Romans 8 says to be carnally minded is death. It's not physical death. Everybody will die physically. It's talking about spiritual death. Okay? And that's why you need to beware. Don't let it. Don't let any work of the flesh dominate you. Say with me, say, I won't allow any work of the flesh to dominate me. Okay, let's do that again. I saw a few people not joining in. Say, I won't allow any work of the flesh to dominate me. Hallelujah, it's your choice. Hallelujah. You go to heaven by choice. Amen? You can't even go to heaven by association, by choice. Okay? Every time you are choosing. Yeah? Every time you choose God and choose to do the right thing, you are making a choice for heaven. Amen? Every time you take God for granted, you are playing games with hell. Amen? And you don't want to play games with what? With the devil. Because he's not a good, he's not a fair gamer. He's not what? The devil is not a fair gamer. Yeah? He comes to do what? To steal. And to what? And to kill. And to what? And to destroy. Amen. So, quick question. Is, it says the works of the flesh. Now the works of the flesh are what? Adultery. Fornication. Yeah? Uncleanness. So, now what I'm trying to say is that adultery is different from fornication. We explained that last week. Yeah? The difference. And we told you that adultery is the bigger sin. Because adultery is fornication plus unfaithfulness to a human being. Yeah? So, necessarily, just following on, you can see that uncleanness is, must be different. There can be similarities, but there's something unique about it that makes bears mentioning. So, question is this. What is uncleanness? Uncleanness as a work of the flesh. What is it? It says someone is practicing uncleanness. Okay, before then, let me help you a bit. New Living Translation. Galatians 5, just verse 19. Okay. Galatians 5, just verse 19.
When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures.
Okay, so that should help you a little bit. What is uncleanness? Who is super smart? You just start the discussion. Impurity. Impurity, yes. Uncleanness is impurity. But I don't know whether that has helped you. Yes, more? Sinful
nature.
Well, every sin is, every sin. Every sin comes from the sinful nature. So it's correct, but it's too general. I need more specific. Yes, uncleanness. When the Bible says that, someone is practicing uncleanness. And please remember our contract. The only thing you want to do on your phone, in honor of God during this sermon, is your Bible app and your Bible notes. You can use your notes to write notes. Nothing else during this sermon, in honor of the Lord. Amen? Okay. Yes, uncleanness.
In a physical nature, is it like being dirty and being covered in dirt?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, like, if you just follow just the word as an English word, it's something that is dirty. Huh? Something that is what? Dirty. More? Uncleanness. What does it mean to practice uncleanness? Of course, you must now move from the physical to the moral. So what's the moral meaning of uncleanness? What are the moral things that someone can do that you can say that's dirty? I'm helping you a bit. Which should I go for first? You.
Can we say shameful things that does not glorify
something God? That is shameful, yes, yes. But again, all sin is shameful.
Yeah.
But, so we still need to locate uncleanness as a special class, yes?
Like spending your time looking at things that either bring shame on you or the people that you're looking at.
Okay, then you see, I agree. There's still the shame factor. And I agree. Uncleanness is doing some specific things that are shameful. Or maybe the word you look for is obscene. Yes? I don't know whether that has helped you. I've used the bigger word. Okay, uncleanness?
For example, if something is white,
mm-hmm.
is to have a lot of dot of dirt on it.
Yes. So dirty. But I want us to move from that physical definition now to moral. You know? It's shameful. It's obscene. It's dirty. Let me go for those who have not had to go first. When you say something is unclean, someone is practicing uncleanness.
Impurity.
Impurity is impure. Examples. I'm looking for examples. Otherwise, it becomes more and more complicated.
Lustful thoughts.
Lustful is a different... As you can see, when she read, stepping it right in, she said, sexual immorality, uncleanness, lustful pleasures. That lustful pleasures in King James Version is lasciviousness. So that's a different category. It's a different category from uncleanness. Uncleanness is a special class. Yes? You can have, there's some lust, yeah, that are sinful, but they're not part of the category of uncleanness. But yes.
In a moral sense, could it be something that's corrupting?
Yes, it's corrupting. Well, yes, I mean, you know, I need to help you because I think it's complicated. Okay, one more. I'll help you.
I'm cheating here a bit.
Okay, fine. Thank you for confessing.
Unfit to use in worship to God.
Yes, it's unfit, it's impure, it's dirty, it's shameful. You know, my best answers are dirty, shameful. Open your Bible to Romans chapter 1, verse 24. Let's define uncleanness. So at least one thing you are learning today is that you are learning, just by spending more time in Galatians 5:19, you are learning the meaning of the word uncleanness. How many years have you read it like that? Even memorized it, but you didn't know the meaning. Romans 1:24. Let's have 3-4 versions. Who's ready? Romans 1:24. I'm not even limiting your version now. 3-4 versions. Yes? Romans 1:24. Who's ready? Quickly, quickly. We have a lot to go through. Yes. Tell us which version and then read.
New Living Translation. So God abandoned them to whatever shameful things their heart desired. As a result, they did vile and degrading things with each other's bodies.
They did vile and degrading things, yeah, with each other's what? Bodies. God abandoned them to what? Read that again. God abandoned them to?
Whatever shameful things.
Shameful things. So whoever says shame there, you are clicking. Okay, now that's New Living. Another version. Yes.
New King James.
Yes, go for it.
Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness.
So this is Bible defining. It's not uncleanness, it's uncleanness.
Uncleanness.
Yeah. So God gave them over to uncleanness. And then the Bible is now actually defining uncleanness for us. Continue.
In the lust of their hearts, mm-hmm. to dishonor their bodies.
Uncleanness are acts that dishonor what?
The bodies.
Continue. Is that all?
Yes.
Good, good. Any other version? That was New King James. One more. Romans 1:24.
This is from ESV.
Yes.
Therefore, God gave them up in the lusts of their impurity. Therefore, God gave them up in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves.
Yes. So, again, we said uncleanness in New Living or other versions is also called what? Impurity. I say moral. Moral impurity. But it's a special class. Uncleanness are acts that degrade, yeah, the body. They are vile, filthy, shameful acts that degrade what? The body. So let me give you some definition that will help you. So uncleanness is perversion of the natural order in creation. When you take something that God has made for a purpose, yeah, particularly, and it relates to the body. So God, the way God has designed your body to function, and you pervert it, yeah, for the sake of pleasure, yeah, is uncleanness. Okay, let me define it more. So uncleanness is perversion of the body with what is unnatural. Yeah, so when I say something is unnatural, it's filthy, it's twisted, it's crazy, harmful. Yeah? So uncleanness is doing to your body or doing with your body something that is what? Filthy? Huh? Twisted? What? Shameful? Crazy? Harmful. So that someone sees it and says, oh, what you're doing is not natural. It's unnatural. Okay, I'll still define it so you understand it. So uncleanness, in the most basic definition, involves the perversion, yeah, of sex and gender. Hello? What's uncleanness? There are acts that pervert the natural order of sex or the natural order of what? Gender. Let me just go a bit more. So, uncleanness involves unnatural acts or behaviors that corrupt the male-female gender distinction. Any act that corrupts the male Bible says God created them male and what? And female. Now remember, the male and female are both human beings. The female is no less a human than the male. You got that? However, the male is not the same as the female. I hope you're following what I'm saying. They are both, I'll come to you, they are both human, but they are not same. Hallelujah, they are complementary. They are unique. The male is distinct from the female. So acts that corrupt that distinction is unclean. Do you get it? It's unclean. Sorry, my brother is very keen.
Right, Pastor Ben. The question is, it's a little bit, you know, these people actually who are doing self-harming.
Yes, yeah, jump. Yeah.
What can you say about that?
You are in the spirit, not in the flesh. You are jumping ahead of me. It's in my message. We'll come there. Thank you, sir. You are very much on point, sir. You're very much on point. So I've just explained, you know, so, or acts that pervert the natural male-female sexual relation. So we're talking about sexual acts that work to pervert the normal, natural male-female sexual relation and introduce other acts for pleasure, but are beyond natural. That is twisted. It's pervert. It's perverse. It's unclean. Are you following me? Yeah? Now, I'm still defining. Because uncleanness seeks to dishonor and degrade, uncleanness seeks to dishonor and degrade and defile the body, it involves self-harming behavior. Because first of all, any behavior that perverts the male-female gender distinction is a form of self-harm. Any behavior that perverts the natural order of the male-female sexual relation is a form of what? Self-harm. You are harming that body because you are defiling it. So, uncleanness involves self-harming behavior. Body cutting. Body piercing. Yeah? Self-harming behavior. Are you with me? Uncleanness. Questions? I'm sure I'll get questions now. Any questions so far? Okay, you first. No, come with me.
Would tattoos fall into that category?
Not exactly. It can, but not exactly. Okay? It's a bit gray. Yeah. No, it's not about depicting. Yeah. I'll come to that later. Let's not go to that yet. Otherwise, you'll drip me off my message. Yes.
But piercing. I know that it can be traditional for a lot of women. But, I mean, does it mean that we shouldn't have any piercing? Because I guess everyone here, woman, has a piercing.
Yes, thank you. I mean, just like saying that...
Are we sinning to have piercings?
Just like, for example, in the Bible, you have the standard procedure of male circumcision, you know, which is a standard Jewish procedure. And that's cutting, isn't it? So am I saying that you can't have a cut? No. I mean, there are women in this church who were cut to deliver their babies. I'm not sure about that anymore. Maybe. I'm not sure. Am I correct? Yeah? Anybody ever gone to a CS? Mm-hmm. So, that's not unclean. It's positive. But when you take your body and start piercing it anyhow for the sake of fashion, that's not clean. Because you're not respecting that body. It has no purpose. Yeah? Now, someone says, what about, you know, I'm wearing earrings. Well, that's standard. You can wear your earrings. Yeah? Provided you are male. You are female, sorry. Not. Provided you are female. Yeah? You can wear your earrings. But when that's not enough, and you start piercing everything possible, Your navel, your eye, eyebrow, your tongue, your lips. The other day I went out. Where was I? I've forgotten where I was. Where was I now? I can't remember where I was. It was recent. And then I saw the lady. Because I'm not making this reference because she's not here. But there was a person around her nose. There was a person on one side. There was a person on one. Three. I was asked, can she breathe? What if she has a running nose? I mean, there's sometimes I've had a blocked nose and you feel like your nose is on fire. I don't know, but have you ever felt it? That's why can you cope if your nose is on fire and you have three rings? I feel like getting a plier at those. Yeah? So you can see that it's self-harming. Yeah, and you can find that when people go that path, they can just explode and just continue to do more and more and more. Yes, is that what I mean? Yes. Last question, because now if I don't move on, that's how time we go.
So what about if the person is carrying a bipolar disease and that's the worst thing it have, basically that's a symptom of that, they can have a self-harm.
Yes, I mean, if someone has that, they have problem. They need help. Are you with me? They what? They need help. Now, what I say that when people need help, what we want to give them is what? Help. Amen? The last thing you want to do to someone who needs help is say they don't need help. Does it make sense? When someone needs help, the loving thing is what? Give them help. There are people that need help. Amen? But the worst thing you do to someone that needs help is say, you know what? You're okay. Amen? Because you will not give them help. And you don't solve the problem by playing the ostrich. Are you with me? Usually self-harm is a symptom of internal depression. It includes body cutting and body piercing. It's a symptom of what? Internal depression. That's what I've seen from experience. Okay, let's move on. Let's not stay there. I don't want to lose you. I have a question now. What is the meaning of the word? Who is there? Am I losing you? What is the meaning of the word transvestite? You can search your Google. Transvestite. What does that mean? Come on, check your Google. I permit you. What's the word transvestite? Quickly, we have a lot to go through. Yes, sir.
A person who dresses in clothes primarily associated with the other sex, typically used of a man.
Okay. Yeah, any other, thank you, sir. Any other meaning? Any other found it? That's a good answer. If we don't have any other answer, that's good enough. Any other one? Anybody want to add to that? So basically, a transvestite is a cross-dresser. Huh? A transvestite is a man presenting like what? A woman. That's uncleanness. That's uncleanness. It's uncleanness because it corrupts the male-female gender distinction. You following it? A transvestite is a woman dressing like a man. It corrupts the male-female gender distinction, which is the way God created us. You with me? No, it corrupts the eyes of God because there's no person that knows that you're a man more than God. And there's no person that knows that you're a woman more than God. So he's not pleased with you messing up what he created you to be. Hello? God is not pleased with you messing up your body. Does it make sense? Your body is what? A temple of the Holy Spirit. A temple is a place that is sacred. You ought to treat your body with respect. Hello? You are not free to do as you like with your body. If you belong to God, you are free to do what honors God with your body. And I tell you something. The only license you have to live in this world is your body. The day you lose your body, it doesn't matter your degrees. It doesn't matter your training. It doesn't matter your anointing. If your body is all over, you are gone. You can't live in this world. Are you with me? So you have to treat your body with what? Respect. When you dishonor your body, it's uncleanness. And you know what? The first person is unclean before is God. Yes. Another question.
Last question. But do we agree that men normally back in the days in Jesus' time or in some other religion or even in Scotland, some men they wear dress and skirt. And trousers is quite Western, to be honest.
Good question. In every culture,
Okay, this is from Deuteronomy, and it's Deuteronomy 22:5. A woman shall not wear a man's garment, nor shall a man put on a woman's cloak, for whoever does these things is an abomination in the eyes of the Lord your God.
Amen. And that's the Old Testament, yeah, which applied to the Jewish culture. So you know that the Jew is not going to break the Old Testament, yeah, on an official basis. So first of all, before we will look into it, what you are already describing cannot stand just based on the fact that the Jew is not going to take their Old Testament and break it. Yeah, and practice the culture. Yes, I have an answer, but before then, let me take more.
What a man wears and what a woman wears is based on their culture. So it's not just like let's say it's normal in some places, because a skirt isn't necessarily for women, but obviously in the UK and around here, it's normal for women to wear a skirt and a man to not. But like in other cultures, it's different.
Thank you, sir. So please put your hands together and just encourage you. So there's a cultural reference. So what Jesus wore and the people in Jesus' days was men's clothes. So in Jesus' day, the men's clothing is different from the women's clothing. Yeah? Their clothes in those days are not like our clothes now. Yeah? Because with time, yeah, dresses change. Yeah? But even in our culture today, there are men's clothes and there are women's clothes. There are some clothes I'll see you wear and say, that looks manly. Yeah? And there are some clothes, you know, I'll see a man wear and say, that's just what? Womanly. But there are some other clothes that are probably in the middle. For example, like you have a t-shirt. Yeah? I don't know what t-shirt. You know when you wear a t-shirt? Yeah? A general, just normal, you know, standard shape t-shirt. Yeah? Male, female could wear it. But there are some t-shirts that have been cut feminine. Do you get? Yeah? It's been cut what? Feminine. So it's a woman's top. If I wear it, it's cross what? Dress. You get it? So it's not that complicated. And of course, if you are very keen on obeying God, if there are gray areas, you want to stay clear. Let me just explain that. If I don't want to practice uncleanness, yeah, I will stay clear of gray areas. So if there's an area that we're not sure, yeah, I will just not go there. For example, if I'm in Scotland, Pastor Ben, I'm not going to do it. What will I? You know what? You've known me for some years. I will not do it. Even if there's a wedding, what will I not wear? I will not wear it. You can choose not to. But someone who has been raised in Scotland understands this culture of the place. Like in Scotland, now when they wear that kilt, you know, women don't go about thinking, "Oh, that's my dress." Do you get it? Does it make sense? It's simple. It's not complicated. It's not complicated. Yes. Yes, but they are very different from the women's own. In fact, usually in Nigeria, when you, if you dress like a woman, people will tell you on the street as you're going, why are you wearing, why are you dressing like a woman? They will not, they won't, there's no etiquette. They will tell you, they will ask you, that, are you okay?
I have two questions. So, my first one is like, what if you and your friends decide to gender swap? So then the boys are dressing as a girl for fun, but then the girls are dressing as a boy.
Yeah, because
yeah, some schools do that. So
yes. It's a good question. Is that the only question or another one is coming? Because ask the second one before we make you forget. If there's no other one, no worries. I will. Okay, tell me when you're ready. Let's deal with that. Let's do that one. Let's assume that friends are role playing, and we're like, okay, we're going to play a game where everybody is going to take off their clothes. Yeah? Just for the fun of it. It's fun. It's just fun. There's nothing serious. You know this happens. You know what I'm saying happens. You as a believer, will you join them in that game? No. Why? Why won't you join them in a game of young people? Yeah? We're just going to just... Everybody, take off your top time just for 30 seconds. Everybody takes off their top. Nobody excluded. 30 seconds. Why will you not join in? Despite the fact that it's friends playing a game, male, female.
I don't want to answer a question for her because she has to answer a question. And I just want to ask that, if what if the school is compulsory? Like what she said, is compulsory that every student in the school must do, like it's a particular festival period.
Yeah, the school has a problem. Amen? The school what? Has a problem. And if I'm a Christian in that school, I will not only not do it, I'll report. And if at the end of the day, the school says that's their policy, I'll withdraw. It's part of, Bible says, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. For death is the kingdom of heaven. You want to go to heaven, you must be willing and ready to be what? Persecuted for what? Doing the right thing. Yes.
What Brother Divine just narrated is, I mean, it happened, and some students refuse, and they get their parents in, and the parents will say, yes, we're from, you know, we're Christians, and if you have a problem, do whatever you have to do, but it is not right because it's against their belief, and the child could get, you know, suspended or something. But it's happened here, so you can't say I'm not doing it, I'm not having it, I don't believe in that. It's against my what I believe in, my ethics.
And yes, and I don't even see any circumstance in which that school could win that case in court. It's impossible. Yeah, for you to mandate everybody to cross dress, a child says no. Yeah. You suspend them. If you take them to court, that school will definitely lead and pay a fine. At least, this country is still sane enough at this stage. Things may change. Amen. Yes, Sister Sharon. I had to give you a voice.
I've forgotten. Okay. I just wanted to say, in terms of the dressing code, it's not just something that is a clear cut, because we are following up on the apostles' doctrine, of which they were wearing robes. And those robes, if you look at them, they are male or female robes. We just have got to go back to the context. Where did it start from? Even when Adam and Eve, they were chased out of the garden, it's God who clothed them in those fairs. He killed an animal and he clothed them. So now we need the voice of God. We need to pray about the clothes, because it's not a clear cut. When we come up and we say it's about the cultural, what is a culture for the Christians?
First and foremost, you do not read your Bible and it says the woman was wearing a skirt and the man was wearing his gown. No, it just tells you a man should not wear what? Woman's clothing. It's a principle. It's not dependent on any culture of the day. The principle remains the same. It's about male-female distinction. You with me? When you try to blend the male-female distinction, it is uncleanness. So it transcends culture. In every culture, yeah, there is a male-female distinction. And though we are living in a culture now that is trying to blend them, yeah, common sense still tells you the basic distinction. So, as a believer, you want to obey God. You see, when you want to obey God, you don't find excuse. Yeah? So, for example, if I want to obey God, it's a gray area, I stay off it completely. I don't want to be caught napping. So, I stay off. I go to the area that is clear, and I stay there. That's safe zone. Do you get? I don't want to do anything that is debatable. So, oh, you know, the way you are looking, you know, they normally do women look like this. They say, well, the culture has changed. Men can also look like this. I don't want to be there. I want to do something that I am blameless. Nobody will come and mistake and say, oh, your haircut looks like that of a woman. I don't want it. I want to obey God. I don't want to have argument or excuse about uncleanness. You stay off the gray area. Okay. Because of time, I take... Where are the hands? Let me move on. Okay, I tell Brother Nick. Any other person that asks me a question, sorry. Because time is going. Don't worry, I'll come back to you.
Yeah. It's not even a question, it's just more of a enforcement of what you're just saying. Like, not that advocate ever looking at pictures of Satan, but if you ever see a picture of Satan, it's a blend of both male and female and animal. So that sort of symbolizes the evil that follows. You know, what seems like something innocent, like swapping clothes at school or whatever, where that ends up leading is to an image of Satan, which is the blending of male and female, and eventually the uncleanness of like an animal being in a stable. Yeah.
By the way, I want to tell you something. Uncleanness is the senior special assistant of immorality. Where uncleanness is always leading is towards what? Immorality. It's corruption. When you bring corruption, yeah? It produces more what? Corruption. So come back to your question, little miss. Yeah? You abstain from what is unclean. How do we treat uncleanness? How do we treat it? You abstain. You say, you know the way I would do it? You say, I'm a Christian. In our kingdom culture, we don't play games with cross-dressing. Yeah? It is uncleanness. Are you with me? The male is different from the female. Yeah? But the male and the female work together. Yeah? To maintain the order of creation. Are you with me? That is godliness. Are you with me? You don't play games. Yeah? With what is twisted and filthy and ungodly. Are you with me? Except if you are not interested in pleasing God. Because once you play games, you are opening a door to the unclean spirit. What you start off with as uncleanness in the flesh can open a door to the unclean spirit. And I'll go to the unclean spirit. That is one of the dangers. Above and above, if you are passing uncleanness is sinning, actually, you can open a door to the unclean spirit. Who will now come and take over? And force you to do more degrading things to your body and with your body. And you don't want to go there. Amen? Yeah, just to mention again that uncleanness includes a perversion of the distinction between human and animal. Uncleanness is perversion. Pervert gender, pervert sex, pervert the body. That's what uncleanness is. Okay, and because you persisted. You know, God told me about this principle of persistence. If you learn to persist, you have your way. But just to warn you that sometimes it's worth not having your way. Okay.
I think we need to pray about it because some things that is female for one is male for, like, I'm taking an example. I saw that Sister Claudia has a new haircut. But if you read the Old Testament normally, you know, if women shouldn't shave their hair, or we should have like normally, we should look like. I'm not saying you look like a man, of course not.
You will need to find me the Bible reference.
Okay.
Otherwise, I will not comment on that. Okay. Because usually, when you find the Bible reference, you will discover things. It happened last week. Okay, let's move on. Let me ask a question now. What is wrong with a man wearing lipstick? You've not seen it before. What I'm trying to say is that in these days of equality, yeah? It's not equality. Do you believe in equality? He doesn't want to go on record. I'm coming, sir. Do you believe in equality? Gender equality?
No, I don't.
She's not sure. She's not sure. I know someone that can give me a good answer. Do you believe in gender equality?
No.
Ah.
I'm not sure. Sorry. I was doing my search. So I don't
know. Okay. Anybody in this job believes in gender equality? You're not going on record. Just gender equality is all about the culture. Gender equality. It's the same way the culture has told you. Equality of the gender. Male, female, gender equality. Huh? Okay, at least we have some already. Okay, now, question. In the language of gender equality, what is wrong with a man wearing lipstick? What is inherently evil in lipstick? That a man cannot wear it, or a man should not wear it. And what is the effect of lipstick on the man? To you as a woman, or to you as a man? Yes, let's have some answers. And answer it whichever way you would like to. Maybe you can go back to your first answer. What I'm asking is just to help you think. Because many times, believers, you don't think. You don't think. Go on, please.
Yeah. So the thing that hasn't come out so far is intentionality. What is the intention behind wearing a different skirt or lipstick, caveat, culture, traits? And it's about wanting to be identified in a certain way that may be contrary to the way that you're born.
Why do women wear lipstick? Excuse me. Anything you do, you should be able to defend it. The spirituality of it. Yeah? What is the purpose of lipstick? Because that definition you give me, I'm going to apply it to the man. Remember? Okay, yes? Once a try. Yes. Why do women, or does a woman wear lipstick? Whatever definition you give, I will apply it to the man and see whether it balances.
Some of the women, they wear the makeup so that they can...
Lipstick only for now, yes.
That's a makeup.
It is makeup, but I'm being specific. Okay. I know why.
Lipstick, people, they wear up the lipstick because they want to distinguish maybe their lips, or they want to bring out some other features of them.
Thank you. So basically, when a woman is, please correct me if I'm wrong. I say you can correct me if I'm wrong. When a woman wears lipstick, she's trying to bring your attention. That's what she said, distinguish. She's trying to bring your attention to her lips. No. Okay. Yes.
And you want to bring out your face in a different angle.
Yes, that was it. So basically, normally, your lip is on your face. Normally, your lip is on your face. It was always there. I did not say so. I did not say so. It's just for us. It's just a basic analysis. Don't assume anything. I did not say anything. I'm not saying anything. You understand? I believe you can wear makeup. I just believe you should be modest. Yeah? What we preach is modesty. But I also want to take you to first principles. So that you just try to understand what you are doing. So normally your lip is already on your face. Even if you didn't paint it, we know it's there. In fact, there's no way you can talk without your lips moving. So we can't miss it. But now, when you paint it, yeah, you are trying to distinguish according to that definition. You are distinguishing your lips and bringing it out so that you yourself can notice that it's there. Is that good enough? Not others, just you. You want to guys, these lips, I love them so much. I want them to stand out. Not others. Yeah, let's leave it there. So what I'm saying so is that if you can do that, why can't a man do it? Okay, look, you have lips, I have lips. Your lips are beautiful, my lips are handsome. You paint it, I paint mine. What is wrong with that? Why is that cross? Why is that cross adornment? It's just to help you think. I'm not concrete. I'm giving you some food for that.
This is not exactly an answer to that question. But when we were talking about gender equality earlier, I think there's a difference between gender equality and gender equity, if that makes sense. And I think even society understands that. So that's why men's sports are different from women's sports. Why a mother, you usually have longer maternity leave than a father will have paternity leave. So I don't think men are equal to women, but they're both equally human beings, and all of us are both all equally sons and daughters of God.
Amen. So that's the cause of my message. Open your Bible to Genesis chapter 1. I want to show you how God thinks. Because basically godliness is to think and behave like God. What is godliness? To follow there's a order that God has created. And that order is beautiful. Amen? In fact, the order that God has created is perfect. You don't need to corrupt it. You will never find your greatest fulfillment in life than to be in the order. Anything out of order is disorder. Are you following that? What? Anything out of order is what? Disorder. Anything out of order is unclean. That's why in the Bible it talks about some unclean animals. Yeah? What the Bible is saying that there's something about this animal that is out of order. And then told Jesus, don't eat it. I don't want to go there now. I don't want to go to unclean animal, but just get it. There's the order. You want to function in order. Then you get the best blessing. When you're out of order, yeah? There's a door open for Satan to operate. Genesis chapter 1. And we're gradually rounding up. I wanted to talk about the unclean spirit, but not today. Because you see now why it's important to preach our sermons. You are robbing yourself when you don't. Everybody just goes off and does their own thing. You lack understanding. And because of that, you are not prepared for the tricks of the devil, because the devil will come with his tricks. Genesis chapter 1, yeah, verse 27. Yes, who wants to give me Genesis 1:27? We are rounding up gradually, but within 10 minutes we'll be done. Genesis 1:27. Any of you? Yes, go for it.
So God created man in his own image.
So God created what? Man in his own image. Continue.
In the image of God, he created him.
Emphasis. He was trying to remind you. You are not the owner. Yeah? You are not the source. You are not the one who decides this thing. Your job is to conform. Yeah? The car as a manufacturer. He has said it is petrol. Yeah? Don't put diesel. Yeah? If you put adulterated petrol, you may still be able to get by, but it will never function well or perfectly. Because you have put in something that is out of order. You with me? Continue, please.
Male and female, he created them.
What? Male and what? And female, he created them. That's gospel truth. Let it remain forever. That man is created as what? Male and female. The man has his own beauty. The woman has her own beauty. Yeah? A man should not try to dress like a woman or behave like a woman or adorn like a woman or present like a woman. It is uncleanness. It's confusion. A woman should not try to dress, adorn, behave like a man. It is uncleanness. It causes confusion. Yeah? And God is not pleased because he created them what? Male and what? And female. You got it? It's that simple. It's not complicated. Say, I want you to confess yourself. Confess your gender to yourself. Say, I'm a man or I'm a woman. Say that.
I need to say I'm a man. Say whatever you are. Say it to yourself. Say, I'm a... Come on, say it. Say, I'm a...
And I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. God made me special as a man. God made you special as what? As a woman. You are special because you're a woman. Amen? And you are special because what? You're a man. Hallelujah. 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 And if there are challenges, what you need is help. Huh? Not denial. What do you need? Help. Time is gone, so let me just round up in 2-3 minutes. I don't want to do too long today. And let me see I can round up too. Let me see I can drive, bring you in. So let's go back to Romans 1. And complete the story. Romans 1, verse 20. Romans 1, verse 24 to 27. Yes, let's have 2 readings and then we'll finish it. Then, any questions you have, see me after service. Romans 1, 24 to 27. Yes, you've been too quiet today. I hope I'm not making you unhappy. Romans 1, 24 to 27.
Okay, so I'm reading.
So just before you say that, you're just like, you know, Sean was explaining. What is important is that we can respect ourselves. Yeah? The men should respect what? The women. They are made in the image of God. They are not inferior. Hallelujah? They are equally human as you. You respect them. What does it mean when I say respect the woman? Yeah? For example, on average, a man, on average, is stronger than a woman. You don't use that to bully the woman. You use it to protect her. Hallelujah? Not just your wife, but even in the society. Yeah? The man should go into society and make sure that no woman is abused. Yeah? Or maltreated. Yeah? That's respect. Hallelujah? The woman also should what? Respect the man. It is not a competition. We are there to complement each other. And then both the man and the woman should respect their bodies. Don't do with your body, yeah, what is unnatural. Don't degrade it, don't defile it, and don't destroy it. Don't harm it. Yeah? Don't harm your body. Work hard to keep it in the best state possible. Now, if you made mistake in the past is past. We can't go back there. Yeah? But, so I'm not going to judge you on your past. But what are you doing now? What can you reverse now? What are you going to do in the future? Yeah? That is the issue. An unclean spirit operates to degrade, defile, destroy your body. You must not give it room. Say, I refuse to give room to uncleanness. You know why? Because it is dirty. It is filthy. It is twisted. It is crazy. And it is harmful. Romans 1:24-27. Let's finish there. Read it and I'll finish it there.
I'm reading from the New Living Translation. So God abandoned them to do whatever shameful things their heart desired. As a result, they did vile and degrading things with each other's bodies. They traded the truth about God for a lie. So they worshipped and served the things God created instead of the Creator himself, who is worthy of eternal praise. Amen. That is why God abandoned them to their shameful desires. Even the women turned against the natural way to have sex and instead indulged in sex with each other. And the men, instead of having normal sexual relations with women, burned with lust for each other. Men did shameful things with other men. And a result of this sin, they suffered within themselves the penalty they deserved.
Amen. Can you just stop for that? That was beautiful. That was beautiful. You know, I can't read like you did because I'm a man. My voice is baritone. You know, like, you're unique. And it's beautiful. Amen? It is what? It is beautiful. So, we're going to run. I'm going to do the next time I'll do, not the joint service next week, upper, I'll deal with the unclean spirit. Because right now, we're not dealing with spirits. We're just dealing with the work of the flesh. You know, you don't need to have a demon involved or a spirit involved. You yourself can practice uncleanness. Yeah? Just by choice or by ignorance. But the issue is that when you start practicing it over a long time, you will open a door to an unclean spirit. And this spirit will help you practice it very well. In fact, the nature of this spirit is that they invite others to come and join them. So we'll deal with that later. So the concluding note, and I can take a question before I finish there, is that uncleanness is a perversion of the order in creation. It perverts gender, it perverts sex, and it perverts the body. Its goal is to harm and gradually destroy the body. And the response of the believer is that your body belongs to God. I want to glorify God with my body. I don't want to indulge in anything that will defile, degrade, damage my body. Yeah? And if you are determined to do that, God will help you.